It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The Humane Society of Central Illinois has reopened after an outbreak of parvovirus. Coming up during Sound Ideas, learn more about this contagious and potentially fatal canine disease. That's still ahead during Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The Trump administration is preparing to impose stiff tariffs on Chinese imports. The goal is to reduce the U.S. trade deficit with China by $50 billion. The Chinese government responded with a list of retaliatory tariffs it would impose on U.S. exports, raising concerns among farmers in Illinois about how that might impact the market for their soybeans and pork. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke this morning with Brian Duncan, a pork producer from Ogle County, southwest of Rockford, and a vice president on the Illinois Farm Bureau Board. Duncan says it's a bad time for a trade war.
I'd say we have been concerned, and we are watching this development very closely. I personally have been concerned since before the last presidential election, when I saw candidates from all parties speaking poorly of trade and free trade agreements. And so since that time, I've been on edge, and I think our organization has been on edge, and constantly talking to members of Congress and basically anybody who'll listen about how important trade is. And now with these developments, I would say out of the gate of the Trump administration, when he immediately withdrew from TPP, was a big concern to us, especially in the pork industry, because the Asian countries, the Pacific Rim, were going to are great potential markets and are great current markets for pork products. And so that was, I'd say that was first to put us on high alert. And, you know, we've been watching closely the renegotiation of NAFTA, because obviously Canada and Mexico are important trading partners for us. And now with last week's announcements, we are very concerned and watching this situation very closely, and also making a concerted effort to, again, tell our story about the importance of trade to American agriculture.
And speaking of the importance of trade, what about China specifically? Can you talk about how important the Chinese market is for Illinois producers of all kinds?
Let's talk soybeans for right now. 30% of U.S. soybean production goes to China, okay? 31% of U.S. soybean production goes to China. They are a huge market for soybeans, and that's just one commodity. It's a large market for pork. We have a trade surplus in agriculture with all of our trading partners, but certainly we look at China as the grand market, if you will, a tremendous opportunity for continued growth, and it's just a great concern to us.
And you're a pork producer in Ogle County, so do you have any sense of whether any of your product ultimately makes its way to China, or do you know if any of the soybeans produced by your neighbors there ultimately go to China? Any sense of that?
Well, I'd be certain that our soybeans end up in China. When you're exporting a third of it, and a lot of our soybeans grown in Illinois head down the Mississippi River. You know, some of it certainly is processed within the state, but the Mississippi River is our gateway to China, and down to the Gulf and exported. On pork, my sense would be yes, I have pork that goes to China. And something that we need to understand about the Chinese market, they are a tremendous market for what's called variety meats, cuts of pork that the American consumer is not interested in, ears, hooves, things like that. They also buy muscle cuts, but they also add tremendous value by buying product that that we can't or wouldn't be able to sell in the United States. So that's something else. It's not like we're exporting whole hog carcasses. I mean, we are exporting muscle cuts, but variety meat is a huge part of that too. I think we exported something like $660 million of pork and pork variety meat to China last year. You know, it's just a large destination in both volume and value.
Soon after this most recent announcement on potential U.S. tariffs on incoming goods, China responded and said it was considering its own tariffs on goods going over there, including pork specifically. So can you go one level deeper and talk a little bit about what effect that might ultimately have on American pork producers like you? What would that actually mean on the ground?
Well, I mean, if the market gives us any indication, the market fell $9 yesterday in 2 days, and the lean hog futures fell $9 in 2 days after China's announcement. You know, if that would continue all the way through, that's a $20 a head hit at a time when we're not making money producing hogs as it is. So it would be, it has the potential to be devastating. You know, we hope this is all brinksmanship, a game of international chicken, if you will, but it could be devastating.
Well, what about consumers? I mean, we all eat food, and affordable food is important. If tensions escalates into an actual trade war, and it's not just gamesmanship, I guess what would it mean potentially for consumers here in the U.S.?
I think anybody that purchases products that have been made in China, and it's a global. What we also need to understand is these supply chains have become global. Whether we're talking NAFTA, or with China, or with other countries, with Korea. Parts of a lot of what we use and consume here are made in other countries, and maybe the finished product is made here in the United States, but certainly the American consumer has been the benefactor of trade because it's opened a world up of lower priced, higher quality consumer goods, and it's raised the bar also for quality and production here of consumer goods in the United States. So overall, there's been economic benefits both for producers and consumers around the globe.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm speaking with Brian Duncan, a pork producer from Polo, southwest of Rockford in Ogle County. He serves as vice president on the Illinois Farm Bureau Board. What other big economic forces are happening in the ag world right now? You know, the farm economy is sort of described as being down right now, facing depressed prices and some other pressures. What are those pressures?
Well, yeah, down to say the least, 50% reduction in farm income in 3 to 4 years, depending on which calendar year you want to talk about, 18 or 17. And we've got, I'd say there's been great crops, not just here in the United States, but around the globe. Really positive growing conditions, which has resulted in large global supplies. So that's probably one of the biggest things hanging over the marketplace right now. We start to see interest rates climb higher, which is a concern for producers as well, who rely on a lot of borrowed capital. And we've also seen a reduction in government subsidies going to the grain farmers. The direct payments are a thing of the past. And so we've seen, you know, kind of on at least two fronts: large supplies, low prices, less government subsidies. And so that makes exports and market access all the more important to us at this time. It's a bad time. There's never a good time for a trade war, but this is a particularly bad one for agriculture. And you know, on the corn side, we've hit the blend wall, is what it's referred to in the ethanol production. That really we need to allow higher blends of ethanol into gasoline, and so we can move more ethanol. We're kind of maxed out on that as well. So we've maximized our markets in a lot of areas, and certainly can't afford to lose more.
President Trump did relatively well in rural parts of the country during the 2016 election. I'd like to ask, how have some of his other policies not related to trade, such as, you know, the federal tax overhaul being one of them, how have some of the other things he's done been received in the agriculture community?
Well, I'd say pretty positively. I'd say overall, prior to this, now on trade, pretty positively, especially in the area of regulatory relief. We saw a tremendous increase in regulatory pressure, especially under the previous administration. We saw regulation of stream banks and waterways, grass waterways, that don't carry water 90% of the time, yet the Environmental Protection Agency, through their issuing of the Waters of the U.S. regulations, not only feel like they can regulate those, felt like they could regulate those areas, but then that gives them an inroads to regulating the land around those areas, which is of great concern for us and in agriculture, because they wanted to regulate what we consider to be reasonable, normal farming practices. And so it caused great disagreement and great rift and great uncertainty in agriculture, and we've seen those policies rolled back now under President Trump. Not that the water is going to get any dirtier. It's just a matter of rolling back some of the power grab that was taking place by the regulators. So we in agriculture have been strong supporters of our ability to farm and do what we know how to do best. And so President Trump has taken some strides to allow that to happen. And I also see, I think on tax reform, we are supportive of his actions, but I'd say more on the regulatory front than anything we've seen steps in it. And I would also say agriculture has embraced the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. We see him as a real advocate for farmers, and we see that as a really, really positive appointment for us, and we think Sonny Perdue has done a great job speaking for us on these issues.
So American agribusiness groups have been invited to a special meeting in Washington on Friday with the U.S. Trade Representative to discuss the possible fallout from any trade war between the U.S. and China. So what advice would you give to American trade negotiators in the weeks ahead as they try to sort all this out?
I would say use the processes that are at our disposal. You know, I've got no doubt that there are some bad actors and some places that we have great concern on trade and people following the rules, countries, particularly China, abiding by rules that have been established. But we're part of the World Trade Organization, and China is as well. And there are systems and processes available for us to seek redress for those issues. And let's talk to each other first through those processes and see if we can't achieve our goals in a less disruptive manner. Let's not ready, fire, aim. You know, I prefer we aim before we shoot.
That's Brian Duncan, a pork producer from Polo, southwest of Rockford in Ogle County. He serves as Illinois Farm Bureau Board Vice President. I'm Ryan Denham.
American agribusiness groups will meet tomorrow with the U.S. Trade Representative to discuss possible fallout from any trade war between the U.S. and China. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89 FM, GLT, and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.